thank you for tuning in. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to walk in my calling. It means so much to me to be able to share and to be able to assist people with changing their lives. And I just want to let you know that I can't be who I am without you. So thank you so much. All right. So tonight is going to be sharing some secrets. There are six of them with you on Secrets to Success. Okay, let's get started because you know I'm only going to keep you 15 minutes. I don't be long-winded. All right, so guess what, guys? Number one, have y'all ever heard the phrase, when the going gets tough, the tough get going? Well, they almost had it right. But a secret to success is when the going gets tough, the tough get creative. And I, you know, I'm always transparent, you know. Why? Because in order to connect with people, they have to know you've been through some things. So I remember not having enough food and looking in the cabinets going, oh my, this is bare. And trying to figure out what to fix for a meal. And, you know, getting creative is interesting because sometimes you really have to. But what I also realized, too, is when the going gets a little tough, you know, sometimes it's not as tough as we make it in our minds. And what do we mean by that? Sometimes the going gets tough, but it's not completely tough. Let me give an example. So I thought I needed some food, and I was like, oh, gosh, we're out of food. And I didn't know where to get some food from. And my mother came over here and she was like, Sharon, there's plenty of food in this freezer. There's plenty of food in these cabinets. It ain't what you used to eat. And yes, you're going to have to thaw it out and cook it. Or, you know, if you don't have no meat, it just means you need to put some rice and some beans together. But yeah, when the going gets tough, the tough get creative. We don't stop. We keep moving. We keep going. And one of the things that I want to share with you is that it's really okay when you're going through a tough time to let go of pride and let people know that you're going through a tough time. That was a little hard for me, I have to be honest, because when I see, you know, most people are used to me smiling. Most people are used to me, you know, being in a very good mood. And I typically am because I choose my weather and what types of emotions I want to experience. But I go through a lot, and it was so hard for me to ask for help and to actually say, you know what, I need gas to get to work, or I actually really do need food. Like when I open up the refrigerator, nothing's in there but water. Now that's when you really need some food and your cabinets are really, really bare. That means when you open up that cabinet, you may have one can of something, and you, if you feed more than yourself, you really need some food. So you can't be prideful. You have to ask for help when you need it. So when the going gets tough, the tough have to get creative. But even when it gets tough, make sure that you haven't created toughness in your mind. Okay? Because sometimes if it's not food that we're used to eating, and if it's not food that we actually want to eat, in our minds we'll go, we ain't got nothing to eat. When that is not the case. You got to be grateful over the little things, because gratitude leads to plenty and ungratefulness leads to poverty. So make sure that when it gets going and it's tough, make sure that you get creative. So that's number one. Number two. Hey, Erica Bennett. Hey, Catherine Carter. And I also saw Carol on there. Hey, Carol. Number two. Don't be great. Be consistently good. Now, it might sound a little strange for somebody to tell you not to be great, because most people are telling you what you want to be is great. Well, what they didn't tell you is the people who became great weren't great in the beginning. They weren't great from the start. They weren't great when they weren't great. But what they were in order to become great was they were consistently good. So if you're in business for yourself, are you consistently good at servicing your customers? If you are in a service-oriented business, are you making sure that every single day you're consistently good at serving? If you're working a job, are you making sure that you're on time to work every day? Matter of fact, are you early? Are you preparing for your day? Are you meeting your deadlines? Are you, asking for opportunities to learn without being paid? Do you have a positive attitude at work? Do you encourage others? Do you speak? Do you have common courtesy? I know these things sound very trivial, but you'd be surprised at what it takes to actually become great. So don't be great, just be consistently good, and greatness is the result of being consistently good. Number three, use rejection as motivation. So when someone tells you no, say, all right, good. That didn't work. Let's see what else I can try to get a yes. And then someone else tells you no. You say, okay, if that didn't work, let's see what else I can try to get a yes. You at least need to try to get seven no's, especially if you're in the sales arena, before you even expect a yes. Because the habit is for people to reject first and then accept later. Trust is an issue in the world today, people. It's just what it is. And if you haven't built credibility with someone, they are typically going to reject you first. So you have to make sure that you are building credibility with people. And building credibility does mean keeping your word. And if you can't keep your word, it does mean calling and making a new promise and apologizing for not keeping your word so that you can restore your integrity with that person. And when you're using words like that, people are like, what? Restore integrity? What does that mean? My goodness. Why in the world? I mean, I never heard anybody say, Sharon, I didn't call you and I need to call you and restore my integrity with you because I told you I was going to call you back and I didn't call you back and I want to apologize. Now, from now on, if I'm not going to call you back, I won't say I'll call you back later as just something to say, because that is committing to something. What I'll do is say goodbye. So it's all about integrity. All right. So use rejection as motivation. Number four, working hard is the best way to network. Did you know that? Working hard is the best way to network, because when you're working hard and people seeing you working hard, they say they sometimes notice you and they'll ask questions, but that's an opportunity for them to either you to either talk to them about your business or talk to them about what you do. And guess what? That's an opportunity for you to connect and network. So number four, working hard is the best way to network with people. You'd be surprised on how just me working hard and doing some of the things that I do, people just walk up to me and say, what do you do? Ha ha, an opportunity to network, right? All right, good. So number five, don't wait for permission. Is there something you're waiting for permission to do? I'll tell you what, listen, there are some things that I haven't done yet because I know it probably will not be accepted, such as buy me a Kawasaki GPZ motorcycle and ride to the beach. My grandmother will absolutely lose her mind, and my mama too. She might be a little scared, but she might be like, girl, go for it. But my grandma, granny will lose her mind. So, but if it's something that's going to give me life, and if it's something that's going to make me feel wonderful, and I can create that positive energy from it, then I'm probably not going to ask for permission when I get my motorcycle. So if there's things that you're waiting on permission to do, don't wait on permission. Do it, especially if it's positive. It's going to move you forward in your goals, and you're going to help somebody else in doing it. Don't wait on permission. Get it done. I'm talking to myself, okay? And number six, if you can't be number one, be clever. You're like, Sharon, if you can't be number one, I have to be number one. If there ain't no number two, what you mean? And I was thinking about that question myself. What do I mean? Well, guess what? If I'm clever enough to be in the top 20 of billionaires, do I care whether I am the number one billionaire? Do I care if I'm the number one millionaire? If I currently haven't ever earned $1 million, do I care if I'm in the top 100 of millionaires? The answer is no. What I want to be is clever enough to get there. I want to study the people who are doing what I'm doing. Always make sure that if there's something that you're doing, especially if you're wanting your own business or you have your own business, study the gurus who are doing it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to learn to follow the patterns of success. So you have to study those people who are doing that. People like, for me, is Ayanna and Oprah Winfrey and a bunch others, you know, Les Brown and Eric Thomas. Oh, he's my favorite. Boy, he's so passionate. I tell you, he's really a male me, because I love getting in front of a group and just telling it like it is. So I absolutely love these individuals. I listen to them all the time, and I'm currently studying their technique. There are ways to speak in a group of people to keep their attention. There are things that you need to be aware of with your voice dynamics, with your hand gestures and things of that nature. So literally there is a technique to everything that you want to do to make it successful. But if you're not studying it, if you just hope it falls out the air, guess what? It's not going to happen. So these are the secrets that some people don't know about. Number one, when the going gets tough, the tough get creative. Number two, don't be great. Work on being consistently good. Number three, use rejection as motivation. And number four, know that working hard is the best way to network. Don't be afraid to talk to people. And when people talk to you, make sure that you're asking them or telling them what you sell. Don't be a stealth business owner. In other words, don't nobody know in a room that you're in that you're in business but you. Why? Because you haven't given out a card, you haven't introduced yourself or your business, and nobody knows that you're in business. So don't be a stealth business owner. Make sure that you're talking to people. Number five, don't wait for permission. Go ahead and get it done and do it today. So if you haven't done it and you've been waiting, don't wait. I want you to jump off the cliff and grow your wings on the way down. I don't care if you're scared. I don't care if everything is not perfect. I don't care if the road isn't clear. Do it. Just do it, and the how to do it will come. I want you to jump off the cliff and grow your wings on the way down. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. You'll be surprised. If nothing else, you'll land on your feet, but you'll know whether or not how you can fly. You'll learn a way. It didn't work this time, so maybe I need to change something else. But you do need to do. Go ahead and do. And number six, if you can't be number one, be clever. Be really smart. Be creative. Make sure that you're trying to find out how to be amongst the top. Because if you're shooting for the stars and you don't make it, guess what? You're still in the clouds with the sun and the air. So just make sure that, you know, don't get caught up with, oh, I'm not going to try if I can't be number one. Don't get caught up with being number one. Get caught up with being clever or being in the top. And shoot for the moon. Do try and shoot for the moon. So even if you don't get to the moon, you'll at least land some on the stars. Okay? Now, here's some things I want you to do. Here's your homework. You have some goals that you set for this year. February is almost over. We only have a week left. Where are you? You have your pencil. You have your paper. What are your goals? Now, some of y'all don't even remember what your goals were. Go get your goals. Where are they? Have you even looked at them since January? Hamburger, lettuce, and tomato. I need you to refocus. I need you to get back focused. I need you to put your goals in front of you. Find out where you are right now. We 2 months into 2020. You still got time to get yourself together, get back on the horse. You have got to keep your goals in front of you, because if you don't, then it's going to get lost in the busyness of life. I promise you, my life is so busy right now, I have to literally take time out throughout my day to look at my goals and refocus my mind and make sure that I'm not doing busy work. Make sure that I'm intentional in the things that I'm doing that's going to help me get closer to my goal. And when you do that, you actually, it's a cinch by the inch. Guys, listen, it's a cinch by the inch. It's hard by the yard. Take a step every day towards your goal, even if it's just looking up something, even if it's going to see it. Remember I told you on one of my videos how I manifested a $400,000 home. I went to go see that house every day for 365 days. I mean, sometimes you just have to do and move towards what you want every single day. Do what you can do, because man or woman's extremity is God's opportunity. But I want to know, are you even pushing yourself to the extreme? Why aren't you on a treadmill if you know you need to lose weight? Why are you still eating a hamburger when you know if you put it on your lips, it's going to put it on your hips? Why? Make a change. Get back on the horse. Get you some protein shakes. Eat more vegetables. Drink nothing but water. I don't care if you don't like water. Just drink it. Just drink it. Put some Crystal Light in and do something, but drink plenty of water. And just stick to water for the next 2 or 3 months. You will notice such a difference in your health. It might scare you. But just make small changes. Don't try to starve yourself, and don't try to do anything that's going to create health issues for you. Just do the small things. But get back on the horse. I believe in you. I know you can do this. And you and I can do it together. Thank you so much for tuning in to It's All About You. This is Sharon Hill Withers. And tonight's segment was There's 6 secrets to greatness. Thank you.